Chapter 7, Environmental Damage Caused by Humans. Most of the vehicles you see every day, from boats and trains to cars and planes, have one thing in common. They need gasoline in order to operate. A car's engine burns gasoline. The energy from burning gasoline makes a car move. Gasoline is made from oil, which is thick, black liquid that can be found deep underground in certain places on Earth. Getting oil out of the ground is not easy. People get oil by drilling wells deep into the earth. The wells suck oil from underground. Thousands of oil wells are used to pump oil out of the ground all over the world. A lot of oil is located in the earth's crust deep beneath the ocean waters. This is a picture of an oil rig or oil platform. It is anchored far out in the ocean. Dozens of workers live on the oil rig for months at a time. They use a special type of drill to get oil from hundreds or even thousands of feet beneath the ocean surface. An oil rig. Turn the page. Unfortunately, drilling for oil is not only difficult, but also dangerous. This danger became a reality on April 20th, 2010, when a terrible accident happened along an oil rig called Deepwater Horizon. The Deepwater Horizon was owned by a company called BP. It was anchored in the Gulf of Mexico, about 40 miles off the coast of Louisiana. An important piece of equipment deep underwater broke, allowing oil and natural gases to escape from the earth. This caused a huge explosion on the oil rig. The Deepwater Horizon was destroyed by the explosion and fire that followed. Tragically, 11 men died in the explosion and 16 others were badly injured. But it was not the end of the story. The disaster that followed was a massive oil spill. When the rig exploded, oil began flowing freely from inside the earth. Because it was so far underwater, nobody knew how to stop the oil from flowing. Within days, the waters near the damaged well were heavily polluted with thick black oil. Oil continued to spill into the water for 3 months, and the oil quickly spread. The Deepwater Horizon explosion. Turn the page. The ocean ecosystem is fragile. Everything from microorganisms to plants and fish rely on clean water in order to survive. The oil threatens fish and all other life in the nearby waters. Within days, oil from the oil spill washed up along the Gulf Coast of the United States. The oil washed up on beaches in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. At the same time, the oil threatened the lives of the fish, birds, and other wildlife in or near the water. The oil threatened wildlife. Turn the page. The grassy shallow wetlands along the Gulf Coast are home to a fragile ecosystem with a huge variety of wildlife. People were especially worried about the effects oil might have on this area. In the wetlands, you can find all sorts of shellfish, including oysters, crabs, and shrimp. You can find many birds, including herons, pelicans, and egrets, like the ones in this image. Reptiles such as alligators and snakes, as well as many mammals, also rely on the Gulf Coast wetlands for food and shelter. All of these animals can be harmed if they get covered in oil or if they eat other animals that are covered in oil. Furthermore, the wetlands are very important for people. They are an important source of seafood, such as the shrimp you might order in a restaurant. The wetlands are important for other reasons as well. The grass roots keep the sand and soil in place. If the grasses get covered in oil, then they could die. Then, the sand and soil would wash away. As a result, the coastline could erode, harming nearby towns and cities. Egrets. Turn the page. So oil from the oil spill posed a threat to life at the sea and on land, including people. This was a huge problem, and everyone knew something had to be done to protect the wetlands and wildlife from the oil. In the next chapter, you will learn what people did to save the Gulf Coast from the oil spill. You will also learn about the other things people can do to protect all kinds of ecosystems from human activities. The oil spill posed a threat to life at sea and on land.